John invited, but not Madonna. Why did the President of France and his wife receive the royal invitation, but not the President of the United States? In this world, such invitations would not mean as much if they were not exclusive. You wouldn't have gate crashers at galas or security and bouncers at high-level parties if everyone was invited. The cachet of the event depends on how elite and selective it is. Usually, earthly kings, queens, Hollywood royalty, presidents, and CEOs invite only those who have enough money, influence, power, beauty, or brains to qualify for an invitation. You just don't see people without connections at the soirees of Washington, New York, L.A., or Paris. And you don't see a lot of unattractive guests at Oscar parties, unless they are wealthy or brilliant. I would submit also that there are few unattractive women. Ugly rich men, yes, but never unappealing women. What's up with that? But God's royal invitation is different. He breaks this world's rules. He issues His golden call to people who have precisely nothing to offer, people who feel worthless, downtrodden. He invites the poor, the disabled, the weak, and needy. But he doesn't stop there. In some sort of reverse discrimination, he wants everybody to come to his party. He invites not just the poor and weary, but also the rich and strong and everyone in between. There is a bubbling over passion about God's call, the sense that he is so crazy about us that he just doesn't care that his invitation is pretty radical. Come one and all. Of course, Jesus' words are not just an invitation. They are also, in a way, a summons coming from the ultimate royalty, though he didn't look like a king. Few people invited by a king turn him down. In past centuries, declining a sovereign's invitation, aka summons, would cause you to lose your head. Again, since we don't have royalty in the United States, perhaps the better image is of a court summons. A summons is not an evite. You don't get to click yes, no, or maybe I'll come, depending on how I feel. Just the other day, our wonderful teenaged son got a ticket for reckless driving. He's not a reckless youth, but he just happened to be proceeding at a rate of 50 miles per hour in his high school zone. A nice police officer was kind enough to stop him and inform him that the speed limit there is 25. So Walker came home not with just a speeding ticket, which is scary enough, but a summons. It's a yellow paper covered with menacing...